Tenant of Wildfell Hall. Chapter 5. The Studio. Prologue. An Interview. London, April 2013. The clear glass table meant that I had to work extra hard to stop my knee from jerking up and down. It was not a time to show nervousness. Maxine was on one side of the table, I was on the other.
You are 21, Holly, correct?
She started simply, but her use of my first name was a warning. She had only ever called me by my surname. Correct.
Do you have many friends?
A few good ones. She nodded. I had never seen her nod before. Nodding is a gesture that suggests interest, and that wasn't something she normally allowed herself to show.
It's good to be selective.
She smiled. I hadn't seen her do that before either. I'm glad you think so.
And your grandmother raised you?
Yes.
That's sad about your parents. What a thing to happen.
It was a long time ago.
You were 2?
She'd got it wrong on purpose, I was certain of that. 3. Was I right to correct her? Should I have let it go? What was the best response? I needed to quit second-guessing what she wanted to hear and just say what was true.
It was a car crash.
Maxine didn't have any notes. She didn't need any notes. She was in command of my facts without having to write them down. Yes. It was crucial to keep it brief.
I apologize for the personal nature of some of the questions I have to ask you.
And she really used the word apologize.
Maxine.
The lights in the room were unnaturally bright.
The wall behind me was extremely white, but the wall behind Maxine, which I was facing, was a mirror of glass. It was a safe bet that it was one-way glass and my performance was being assessed from the other side of it in a darkened room. I imagined Maxine's boss, Martin, behind the glass, enjoying the peep show but appearing bored.
You've known the Hargrave family for how long?
Since I was 4. Most of my life. I felt my lips trembling. My body was not under my control. I was losing it. Why did this woman scare me so much?
Tell me about them.
Maxine settled in her chair, ready to be entertained. Peggy is the mother. James is the father. They have a daughter. There was that smile again. The indulgent kind you give to a difficult child.
And the daughter has a name, I presume?
Sorry, yes. Millie. Maxine knew this already, despite the pretense. I'd given permission for them to interview friends and family. I'd had to, though there weren't many. Peggy, James, and Millie. My list of 3. Because my grandmother hardly knew what day of the week she was living anymore.
You and Millie are very close, aren't you? Best friends, as they say.
I'd never tell her.
I flapped around for the right phrase.
Anything I shouldn't.
Of course you wouldn't.
Millie's family moved next door when you were 4?
Yes. Elaboration was not my friend. I reminded myself that these were the easy questions, the seemingly innocuous warm-up questions to lull me into the false sense of security that would get me to mess up and reveal every vulnerability I'd ever had